The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
Risk the safety of our people in the name of having a service just to raise an offering. If Jesus can't take care of his church, who am I? He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. So if the money don't come in, it ain't on me, it's on him. But I'm not going to compromise the truth for money. And many people have parted from the truth for money. But he says, you buy the truth. You never part from the truth. You never sell this truth. You never compromise this truth. You never allow anything or anyone to deprive you of this truth. Don't let nothing come between you and the truth. You never surrender. You always stand for the truth. Some people have parted from the truth for the consideration of money, pleasure, maybe it's fame. Maybe it's just ease. In other words, being lazy. Too lazy to want to hear from God. Pastor Jerry, tell me what God is saying. Too lazy to get in the presence of God. Too lazy to open their Bibles and read it for themselves. We want to live a life of ease, but when you're doing that, you are selling the truth. He wants to be the truth in your life, not just my life. We don't part from this truth. We never let nothing separate us from the truth. We never let nothing deprive of this truth. So he said, buy the truth. Sell it not. Once you buy this truth from the owner of this business through his agent, his employee, the Holy Ghost, he is supplying your demand. Come on. If you're buying, he's selling. He's going to do the bidding of his customers. And he says, buy this truth. And once you buy it, don't ever sell it. You got to be open to do God's business. And when you sell the truth, you have placed a sign over your forehead that says, closed for business. That ever happened to anybody other than me? You're running to get to a store or something, then you see a sign that says closed. In other words, they're closed to your demand. They're closed to supply your demand. They're closed to sell whatever you want to buy. They're closed to do your bidding. They're just closed for any transaction. Any exchange is closed. Is that right? But thank God we serve a God who's always open for business. But the question is, are you open for business? Are you open to do God's business? You will never be led by the Spirit of God. You will never hear the Spirit of God speak to you until you decide in your heart that I'm open for business. So we buy the truth, sell it not. And not just the truth, but the writer of Proverbs says also wisdom. Wisdom. You know, wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. And some of us are like we don't have any wisdom based on what we think we know. It doesn't do any good to have knowledge if you can't use it or know how to use it. Wisdom is the ability to use that knowledge. And so we don't part with wisdom. When God gives us wisdom about something, when the Holy Spirit shows us things to come, we don't part from that. We don't let nothing separate us from that. Not only does he say wisdom, but he says and also instruction. When is the last time the Holy Spirit gave you instruction? He will instruct you about he would instruct you about what to wear to work tomorrow. Amen. Folks open their closet and look, I ain't got nothing to wear. Got clothes wall to wall, shoes rack to rack. I ain't got nothing to wear. What is God saying? What is God saying to you? He will lead you and guide you into all truth. All truth means anything you need truth about. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you instructions. And also, the writer of Proverbs says, an understanding. Understanding. In other words, he'll give you the understanding about the knowledge he broke off to you. You need some understanding about that. Is that right? So you don't sell the truth. You buy it. And you keep it. Is that right? Let me give you a good example of that. Turn to the book of Acts. Good example of this, illustration of this, in the life of Apostle Paul. And I want to show you how he cleaved to the truth, to the wisdom God had given, the instructions, and the understanding. In Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. Now, Paul had been arrested for preaching the gospel. You know, a lot of times when we hear somebody got arrested, the first thing we say, what did they do wrong? Well, the question is not what Paul did wrong, but what he did right. He's preaching the gospel. Paul had been arrested, and he was taken before the governor Festus. And then Festus had him stand before King Agrippa. But it was determined, since Paul had appealed to Caesar, Paul was a Roman citizen, so it was his right to be heard by Caesar. And because Paul had appealed to Caesar, then Festus and Agrippa was obligated to send him to Caesar. So he boarded a ship to take him to Rome. And I want to pick it up at verse 9. If you're there, say amen. Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them. Now the fast that Paul is speaking about is the annual Day of Atonement. Now the more I research this, this happened that year on this day. Today is the first day of the autumn equinox. In other words, today is the first day of fall. Now, in Paul's day, ships didn't have GPS. They didn't have a navigation system other than the sun and the stars. But now they found themselves in the midst of a storm. But how many know that God will be God even in the midst of the storm? Glory to God. They found themselves in the midst of the storm. Now the fast was already over. Now the fast being over, the fast started on Friday evening. It ended on Saturday evening. Now that the fast is over, Paul receives an inward witness. And the inward witness was verse 10. Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. Please notice this was an inward witness. This was something he perceived in his spirit. The Holy Spirit bore witness in his spirit that this ship, this voyage, was in danger. Not only of the cargo, but the ship itself. Not only of the cargo and the ship, but even their lives were at danger. And to perceive something is to be aware of it through the senses. And this is how God works oftentimes. God will give us a perception in our spirit, and we need to buy it. And don't just say, maybe I ate the wrong thing last night. You don't sell it. You don't say, oh, that's the cheese. I'm a little lactose intolerant. It must be the cheese. No. It wasn't the cheese in Paul's case. God gave him a perception. He perceived in his spirit when they were sailing to Rome that they were going to face danger and disaster. Not only the cargo, not only the ship itself, but even their very lives would be in danger. Verse 11, nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. Don't you ever worry about that. When God gives you something and you really believe it's from God and nobody else want to believe it, you make sure you hold on to it. If they don't want to buy it, you make sure you bought it and refuse to sell it. Now, the owner of the ship didn't know God, but Paul knew God. The owner of the ship didn't have the Holy Ghost, but Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. So the owner of the ship persuaded them, believe me, not this prisoner. Now, if you jump down to verse 21. But after a long abstinence from food, in verse 33, I'll tell you, it was 14 days. But after a long absence from food, they've encountered a violent windstorm. It was probably a hurricane. And the ship is at danger. They've already began to unload the cargo and throw it overboard. They've already began to lighten the ship as best as they could. And this went on for 14 days. They're being tossed to and fro on the Adriatic Sea, trying to get to Italy. 14 days in a storm. But after a long abstinence from food, and by the way, this was the forced fast. Now, there are many fasts in the Bible, but this 14-day fast was not a fast called by God. It was forced. Come on. And you may be on a forced fast because you don't have anything to eat at home. That's called a forced fast. But after a long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. There's a lot of people that's not going to listen to you. There's a lot of people going to reject your truth. Just make sure you hold on to it. Just make sure you buy it and sell it not. You got to be about being open to do God's business. Paul was open to do God's business. Verse 22, now I urge you, Paul says, to take heart, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only in the ship. Now, remember in the earlier verses we read, when Paul received the inward witness, the inward witness was there would be harm and disaster for the cargo, the ship, and their lives may be a danger. But now something has shifted. Something has shifted. And he says now, I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. Well, Paul, how do you know that? Well, verse 23, for there stood by me this night an angel of God, to whom I belong. In other words, I belong to God. And whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid. The angel said to Paul, don't be afraid. Even though you're being tossed to and fro, even though you're facing a lot of danger out here on the sea, don't be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. Listen to this. If God said a thing, he's going to bring it to pass in your life. I don't care what your circumstances are today. I don't care what mom and them said. If God showed it to you, he's going to bring it to pass. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. See, a lot of folk are going to be blessed just by being with you. Let me say it again. A lot of folk are going to be blessed by being with you rather than being against you. Come on. And if you're in your car and you drive into a blessing and somebody riding with you, they're going to arrive at that blessing too. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God. Look at what Paul says. I am not selling the truth. I believe God. I believe God. That it will be just as he told me. Now, I want you to see what's happening here. Paul received two manifestations of being led by the Spirit. He received two manifestations of hearing the voice of God. The first manifestation was the inward witness when he says, I perceive that there will be much harm and disaster to this voyage. Not only to the cargo, but to the ship. And many of our lives will be in danger. Then when the storm really impacted them, when the storm hit them, they were tossed to and fro in the sea for 14 days. Then Paul stood up and said to them, he says, everybody listen to me. Don't be afraid. There's only going to be destruction to the ship, but all your lives will be saved. Well, how do you know that, Paul? Because the angel of God stood beside me last night, and he spoke to me and told me these words. Look what's happening now. God sends an angel. Remember, beginning when I opened this message, I said that in addition to angels, dreams, and visions, God will speak to us and lead us by that inward witness, that inward voice, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Here, God sent an angel. Now, for Paul, this had to be, if you've been listening to me the last few weeks, this had to be an open vision or a spiritual vision. In an open vision, your senses are still intact. Come on. And in a spiritual vision, you see with the eyes of your spirit. Paul saw and heard an angel of God, and the angel of God says, there's nothing to be afraid for your lives shall be saved. I'm telling you that if God have to, he'll send an angel to you if you're open to do God's business. But when you're closed to do God's business, he's not going to dispatch an angel to you. But I'll tell you what will happen. The enemy will dispatch a demon to come against you. I want to stay open for business. Now I know what it is to experience the inward witness, that inward voice, and even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I know what that is. But I also know what it is to see an angel. And you don't see that angel oftentimes with his physical eyes. You see them with the eyes of the Spirit. So whether it was an open vision or a spiritual vision, you can argue about that all you want, but Paul saw an angel. And the angel brought a message to Paul from the owner of the business. And the owner of the business says, do not be afraid, for the ship will be destroyed, but your lives shall be saved. Now, the Holy Spirit, we need to understand how he communicates with us. He communicates with us through our spirits, not our minds. Not our minds, through our spirits. So you might as well lay aside your intellect. Just lay it on the side. Lay aside your little knowledge. You don't learn three scriptures. You memorize three scriptures. And now you think you're all spiritual. But are you really open to do God's business? You're not open to do God's business until you're open to allow God to speak to your spirit. This is how he communicates to us. He put a word in our spirit. He impresses our spirit. There's a word, there's an impression, there's a perception. God deals with our spirits, not our minds. It is the enemy that wants to play with your mind. It's the enemy that wants to make you feel like you're losing your mind. It's all right to lose your mind, but don't lose your spirit. In our minds, we have knowledge. In our minds, we have an intellect. And many of us trying to get by on that. No, we have to really humble ourselves and get sensitive to the Spirit of God. And we have to humble ourselves like little children, like we don't know anything. Because the truth is, how much you think you know, it is nothing to God. It is foolishness to God. Is that right? Now, let me go on here. Your human spirit can be developed. And this is one of the things I hope you're encouraged to hear today. If you haven't been open to do God's business, I'm telling you, your human spirit can be developed the same way you develop your mind and your body. Now, I don't just work on my mind and my body, but every day I work on my spirit. That's my first order of the day, to work on my spirit. And I do that through prayer and meditation, reading of the word. But we don't understand oftentimes that the same way you can build up your physical bodies, you can also build up and develop your mind. Come on. That's right. You can develop your mind the same way you develop your body. But how much more should you be able to develop your spirit? Now, I'm in the gym 3 times a week. And it never ceases to amaze me. All the guys be in the gym, females too. And they're lifting weights and they're standing in front of the mirror. And I'm asking myself, are they there to build their muscles for the show, or are they there to build their muscles for the goal? Now, I work out not for the show. I work out for the goal. I want to be able to go and live, be healthy, and do the will of God. You can't preach the gospel when you're in bad health. Come on, you got to be in good health to preach the gospel. See, that's a priority in my life, to be in good health. Because when you're sick, you can't do the will of God. But how many people in the gym, they're there to build their muscles, but they ignore building their minds. They ignore ever building their spirits. But every one of us have been admonished through the word of God that we too can build and develop our spirits. Jude, the 20th verse says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is how you build up your spirit. This is how you develop your spirit. You pray in the Spirit. You pray in the Holy Ghost. The same way I lift weights and do aerobics and I run and do other things in the gym, I am developing my mind and my physical body, but spiritually I can also develop my spirit. And the Bible says the way you do it is by praying in the Holy Ghost. You can develop and build yourself up. And why are you building yourselves up? Because you want to be open to do God's business. You want to be open to do God's business. Is that right? Now, in closing, when you shut your spirit, it's like putting a spiritual sign on your forehead to send clothes for doing God's business. So God can't use you, he's going to use somebody else. Because you're clothes. And how many know if you go to a store that's clothes, you go find another store? Is that right? But we cannot afford to shed our spirits. We have to live our lives. Lord, what are you having me to do today? What are you saying to me today? Order my steps this day, Father. I want to do your will. Proverbs 20:27. I begin the series with that verse, I believe. And I want to end the series with that verse. Where the writer of Proverbs says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And he searches all the inward parts of the belly. All the inward, the most inner parts of your heart. God uses your human spirit as a channel or a medium to communicate to you. God doesn't deal with you apart from your spirit. Come on. God is a spirit, man is a spirit, and that's what we have in common with God. He is spirit, we are spirit, and when spirit wants to communicate with spirit, it does it through your human spirit. And your spirit is the lamp. It is the candle of the Lord, and he searches all the inward parts of the body. God knows exactly where you are. He knows if you're open for business or not. He knows if you're ready to do his will or not. He's searching all the inward parts of the body. And the question is, are you open to do the business of God? It's time out to do our own business. We've been doing our own things, but are you ready to do the business of God? And the business of God is to be make yourself available to God, knowing that the Holy Spirit has come to live inside of us. He has come as a spirit of truth to lead us and guide us in all truth. We can trust him. He will not speak on his own authority. But whatsoever he hears, that will he speak. The Father speaks to him. He speaks to us. Even in the midst of the storm, you can hear the voice of the Spirit says, there may be damage to your house, but your life will be saved. Your life will be saved. You see, your house can be replaced. Material things can be replaced. But if God's got a plan and a purpose for you and you haven't finished all your work, then you still got to be open for business. That's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life open for business. If God says go to Africa, I'm going to Africa. If he tells me to go to Central America, I'm going back there. Wherever he tells me to go, that's where I'm going. Glory to God. Because I believe he won't send me anywhere that he won't go before me. Even in the midst of that storm when Paul and the others were shipwrecked, God was already out there on the waters. He was already out there on the storm to protect lives even when the ship was destroyed. Glory to God. And God said to Paul, the angel said to Paul, remember, you must appear before Caesar. So regardless of all these circumstances, all this harm, all this disaster that's surrounding you, remember what God says. You're going to appear before Caesar. Ship or no ship, you're going to stand before Caesar. And Paul stood before Caesar. Glory to God. Are you open to do business? Are you open to do God's business? Are you open? How many say, man, I'm open to do God's business? Glory to God. Don't pedicate. Give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. We hope you'll join us Sunday for a live worship service at 1430 South New Hope Road in Southeast Raleigh. www.agapeword.net. That's 10 a.m. Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship.
Hi, I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.